So you went on the Holocaust journey trip. Did anything particularly stand out to you while you were there?
Yeah, so the Holocaust journey trip was a very powerful trip. We went to 5 different concentration camps, Sachsenhausen, Majdanek, Treblinka, Terezin, Auschwitz I, and Auschwitz II. So it was very kind of emotional just like seeing all those places, especially Auschwitz, since over 2 million people were murdered there. And during our pre-departure trip, the director of the counseling center actually came to talk to our class and basically say, like, you're gonna see some really messed up stuff. Like, and she tried to give us some like coping mechanisms and stuff to console one another. So that was kind of shocking, like, at first before I even went. I was like, great, like, I just heard from the director of the counseling center, this is gonna be awful. But despite it being awful, I still learned a lot about an important time in history, and especially in Poland, which is a really important country for Holocaust history specifically, just because a lot of Polish Jews died during the Holocaust. And speaking of Poland, kind of aside from my Holocaust trip, after we got back from Auschwitz, I don't know if it was because I was like dehydrated or what, but I was going downstairs to talk to my mom. I was going to FaceTime her. And as I got to the first floor, I fainted and I fell down the stairs and I broke my nose and I tore some muscle in my shoulder. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, the hotel clerk called the ambulance, not 911, I think it's like 211. And they rushed me to the hospital, and they immediately saw me because they thought I'd had like a seizure. They didn't speak any English. I was all by myself. Eventually the tour guide from CET showed up, David, and he speaks Polish. He can't read it, but he can speak it, but that was kind of problematic when we got this CT scan back because it was all in Polish. And he was trying to like explain it to me and I didn't know what was going on. But then we called my parents and everything was fine. They didn't take my insurance, but it was only $188, which is not that bad to get a CT scan, blood work, and to meet with the neurologist. So rest of my trip, got my phone stolen in Amsterdam. I got pickpocketed. And then when I was in Prague, somebody tried to make 2 unauthorized withdrawals from my account. So my Wells Fargo bank account got frozen and I was moneyless the rest of the trip. And if you've been to Europe, you'll know that a lot of places don't take credit cards, especially like bars and stuff, which is obviously problematic, but yeah.
So when you were in Poland at the hospital, did you feel like it like harnessed the situation to not be able to speak the language that you were meeting with the doctors, or do you still feel like you like could tell them like how like what had happened, and like did you feel like you could communicate?
Yeah, like I couldn't really communicate that well on the ambulance, especially when I gave the paramedic my ID, because he realized I was from the United States and he was like, oh crap, like they're not gonna take this kid's insurance. This is gonna be an issue. And I was like, don't worry about it. Just take me to the hospital like so I can get this sorted out and we can figure out what's going on. But yeah, I mean, not being able to speak the language was definitely an issue getting to the hospital until the tour guide got there and was able to kind of translate everything, so.